Patrick Tucker?
David Lawrence.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Nothing makes an actor feel better than getting a call from an agent and saying, hey, you booked the role. And then nothing terrifies an actor more than getting a call from an agent and saying, hey, you booked the role, especially when you're first starting off, because you now all of a sudden are an actor, a working actor, and there are some things that may happen on the set that you're not aware of, you've never experienced before, especially when you're starting off. On multi-camera shoots, sitcoms in L.A. here in particular, or stuff that's done in New York in studio, what should we expect when we get to the set?
Well, the first thing to expect is extreme discipline. Very often these are rehearsed to some extent, but when they're rehearsing them, they're not rehearsing the performances. They're rehearsing where the cameras should go and where the actors should go, because it's very precise. Now, the trouble with multi-camera shoots is that the actor doesn't necessarily know what size shot they're being shot in, so they can't always gear their performance to the size of shot, which is something we've talked about before. But one of the most important things in multi-camera things is you've got to be in the right position. You've got to be able to hit your marks. And if necessary, you can ask help for that. If you've got to hit a mark, you don't want to look down. That's silly. But you can sometimes get a little sandbag put there where you can feel with your foot, or you can line up two lights or something to make sure you're in the right position. Because there's so many cameras whizzing about, the angles are really quite tight. And if an actor's even slightly off the mark, it make a big difference. When you're actually going through the process of rehearsing the cameras, cut, there again, don't worry about the acting too much. Try and start to see where the cameras are. Now, in a multi-camera shoot, for television at least, you usually know which camera is on by the red light. Remember, however, that all the cameras are sending back continuous pictures to the gallery. And the camera whose output has been selected is the camera that has the red light on, but the other ones are still sending pictures back and still might be used.
All right, and you mentioned something real briefly. We've seen this every so often when someone goes into a control room, the bank of video monitors where the switcher is sitting, or the mixer,
right.
Or the video
mixer. Sometimes you've got an untended camera in an empty set, and the actors don't understand that camera, even though there's no cameraman, is still sending a picture back. And sometimes in the control room, we enjoy seeing the actors in what they think is a deserted set.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a little scary. All right, so aside from that, when we arrive, there's obviously a place to check in. You check in first with the AD, yes?
Yep, and you need to make sure that all technical things, that's the main thing people are going to deal with. The technical things are going to be dealt with. The props, where you're going to find this, where you're going to get that, where you come from, where you go to. In a sitcom, you're going to have an audience. Now, the big trick with an audience is don't perform for them. If you actually look at the audience very closely at a sitcom, they're not watching the actors. They're looking at the monitors.
Mm-hmm.
So remember, it's still a screen performance. The audience are there to give you timing. The audience are there to give a laughter track. But you still adjust your performances and to where the camera is and what the camera wants. And don't be seduced by that energy from the audience. You'll probably be acting with a greater energy than you would in a quiet film performance. But again, go back to my little rule of thumb. Don't act louder than the star. Whatever the star is, be at that level of energy, that level of vocal projection.
Okay.
Remember that especially in multi-camera, the cameras will tend to get tighter as a scene builds in intensity. You know, you're having a big argument with someone. We start off with a mid shot, a waist shot, then we get to a tight shot, and then finally we get to a big close-up of your head. Remember that as the shots get tighter, your volume's got to get less, even though the emotions might be building more. And that's one of the tricks that I've seen some wonderful actors in All My Children in New York do, of how to build emotion without getting louder, but in fact secretly getting softer.
And another thing that you've said a number of times in these episodes is don't stop acting when the director says cut. You know, I mean, in other words, keep your face motile.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I told an actor this once, I said, always plan for something to do or say after the scene ends. You don't do or say it, but it's in your mind. Because when you've got a camera close on an actor, boy, you can see when the thought is draining out of that actor. And this friend of mine, he always planned. He was about to say this, he was about to do that. And he discovered that all the other actors started to hate him because the director was always cutting to him for the last shot of the scene because something was happening on his face.